that rocks.
We could totally fly a plane.
Absolutely. We just came to the conclusion that if we had to, we could jump into a Cessna.
I think a two-seater Cessna, it can't be that hard.
Well, you said that one kid, like, YouTubed a bunch of videos, stole something, and then pieced it in a Cessna that he's never flown.
Yeah, he watched the videos. I mean, come on, no.
So what is it? Is it just is it the flywheel? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you got left, that little, right? It's almost like the little racing wheel.
Yeah, you push it down, it goes down, you pull it back, it goes up.
Yeah.
And then do they have the rudders? Do they have the yaw with the foot?
Yeah, on the back. And then all you do is you got to throttle up, pull the thing. I think we could do it. Does anybody have a plane that Hunter and I can fly?
We'll just try it.
Yeah. I mean, you can go up there with us.
Oh, talk about.
I honestly, the scariest part about skydiving was the plane.
Yeah.
Because literally all it had was one seat in there and then it was all open so you could have the instructor and me. Mm-hmm. But that plane was like, there was like nothing. I stepped in the thing. I'm like, this thing flies?
Yeah.
There's nothing in here. It's a little on switch.
Airliners basically fly themselves
nowadays. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, like a little 4-stroke motor in there. Blah 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 blah.
You know, it's always been a dream of mine to fly like that.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
Yep.
You got to have. Well, you got to be healthy.
If anybody wants to give Hunter and I pilot lessons for free, we appreciate it.
I don't think anybody's going to give it to us for free.
We'll bring the beer.
Right. Oh God.
I mean, hey, if I'm going to fly, I'm going to do it drunk. Come on.
It's going to end in a ball of flames.
They're so great.
You know?
Yeah, we're going to straight up.
I mean, Buddy I really Holly think, though, thing. If you were in a plane, pilot passes out, he's done.
Yeah.
And you had to jump in the seat. I think
landing's the hard part.
Yeah.
Because you gotta come down. Like, I mean, take it off. You're like, I just pull up.
Yeah.
Landing, though, you got to make sure you're at the right angle.
Listen to us talk like we know what we're talking about.
I could do it.
It's not a video game, for God's sake.
Until we get into a plane, we'll never know. So at this point, I'm going to say that I can do it.
Do you think you could take off in an F1 car? Because I've seen this episode.
No, I don't think so.
Because they geared so high. I had no idea that the common folk, if they jumped in an F1 car, not a chance.
I don't think I could do a NASCAR.
Even the guys that, what was that British show?
Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Yep.
Top Gear, they did an episode where they put all the guys in an F1 car. Just like, the guy's like, just try to take off.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. If you can get the thing going, you're good. None of them could do it.
Yeah.
It's geared so high. You have to literally put it to like 9 grand.
Yeah.
To take off. You know. Wow.
See, I can. I have more confidence in hopping into a airplane.
Yeah.
A two-seater Cessna.
I'm pretty sure you could probably pull that off before taking off on a track like that.
Let's try it. Again, anybody got if anyone has an F1 car or a plane, let us know.
Who is rich as F?
We got to know. Somebody from Whirlpool's got to have something for us. Come on.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Real quick, what about a chopper? Do you think you can?
No, actually.
Hell no.
My buddy is a chopper pilot in the Army, and he's like, I would rather fly a plane. Because you got so much stuff.
Oh,
and helicopters don't make sense. He literally flies these. He's flown missions in these, and he's like, they shouldn't work. It should not. It does not make sense. People don't understand exactly how helicopters work. But we still get in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, do a barrel roll. No, Brock. As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Researchers at Rutgers University have created a robot that can take blood samples. Once again, another story about how we are teaching the robots how to murder us. The robot finds the vein, punctures it with a needle, and then draws blood. And supposedly, the gadget performs as well and sometimes better than human medical professionals doing the same job. That doesn't matter to me, okay? What I hear is we are teaching a robot how to extract fluids from our body.
Yeah.
Again, folks, when these things get AI, we're just giving them all the skills that they need to murder us.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do? They're going to drain. They're going to harvest us. We're just going to be blood bags to them to harvest their organs and tissue.
It just interests me why they would spend the amount of money they probably spent on this just to draw blood, which a nurse can do.
Yeah.
In the time a robot can do it.
They already have robots that draw other fluids out of my body.
See, I friggin' knew it, man. Anytime we talk about a robot, put your pants back on.
It drains the main vein, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, dude. Even a robot. Dude, I
put that thing on high.
I can't wait till they come out with this robot and never see you again. Where'd Brock go? He's been with this robot for 4 years. Just drained.
Drained. Come on, I'm all gaunt and skinny.
Right. He's got those wide eyes. Anybody He's looking off a 100-yard stare.
Anybody have any Pedialyte?
Right.
But no, seriously, another day, another story where we teach our robot overlords how to murder us.
Crazy, man.
There you go. This is interesting. There is a zoo in San Antonio, and they're running a promotion this year where they'll name a rat after your ex and then feed it to a snake.
Oh, jeez.
It costs $25. You can watch a live stream of it happening on Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Some
people are bitter.
That is a vengeful Valentine's Day.
You send her that. Hey.
Good Lord.
Or him.
Yeah. Dear Jessica, this is what I think of you. Like, that's, move on. Yeah. It's okay. The relationship didn't work out.
I don't, yeah.
And to be honest, who's the one that really wins here? The person that's getting the rat named after their ex eaten by a snake, or the person who dumped the person that wants to get a rat named after them eaten by a snake? I think it's the person.
I think you're right on this.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, red flags. I dodged some bullets.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I appreciate the video, psycho.
You raving psycho.
You know?
Should have dumped you sooner.
And he spent money on it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Good God. All right. Well, I wonder if I can do it with you. Can I just get.
If you want.
Yeah.
That's fine. Have a little rat named Hunter. Actually, you know, he'll probably end up eating the snake.
Good luck, snake. All right, that's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
Hey, good morning. 725 Wild. We're going to check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, a guy who's good, but with my help,
could be the best.
Could be the best. We got sports with Hunter, and we'll check out your forecast in a little bit.
All righty then.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're watching basketball, football, hockey, cricket. Doesn't matter.
Nah. NCAA football. Got a little news here. Coach Luke Fickell has informed Michigan State that he decided to stay with Cincinnati. They were trying to get Luke to be your coach.
Over at
Antonio left. Yeah, they're trying to fill that position.
For Michigan State there, yeah.
So tough luck there, Luke Fickell, not coming to Michigan State. Without further ado, we'll keep you posted on that for sure.
Fine, we don't watch you anyways, you dick.
Right, you know. NBA last night. Hornets beating the Pistons 87-76. Nets beating the Pacers 106-105 there. Tonight, the Bulls going to be in Washington playing the Wizards at 7. NHL news tonight, Red Wings going to be in Buffalo playing the Sabres at 7 o'clock. Blackhawks over at Edmonton playing the Oilers at 9 tonight. Major League Baseball considering expanding their playoffs to nearly half the teams and allowing higher-seeded wildcard teams to choose opponents. The playoffs would grow from 10 teams to 14 under the plan. So there you go. You know,
so even more games.
I guess.
Dude, we figured it out. If you missed sports before, Hunter and I figured out what they need to do for baseball.
It's called XLB.
XLB.
Whatever you want the X to be, it'll be it. But what it is, it's a home run derby.
That's right.
We have targets into the stands.
That's right.
And we have targets on the field.
Yep.
There are no outfielders. There's nobody catching balls. There's nobody throwing it to the base.
Cheap beer.
Cheap beer. Dollar beers.
Seventh inning stretch is chicks in yoga pants.
Yep. Basically what we're taking the idea of the XFL and taking it to baseball.
Yeah. It needs it.
It does. And right now is the perfect time because baseball's in the slumps because of the Astros.
You can actually win a chance to give steroids to your favorite baseball player.
There you
player.
Go. Everybody can juice.
Yeah, everyone's got to take it.
You know,
well, you said
everybody's doing it anyway. Right?
You said if everyone's cheating, then no one's cheating.
Yeah. If it's out in the open.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I think we figured it out, buddy.
I think so.
America's and you know, favorite fast.
Who's not going to want to go to a park and just watch guys with Just massive human beings just cranking
just
it out.
Cranking it out. The baseball bats look so tiny.
Yeah, like little toothpicks, man.
Pow! Blowing covers off baseballs.
It's like 800 feet. Holy cow.
It knocked a hole through grandma.
Right. Harry Carey couldn't even see the ball anymore. Ow! Even one of those Coke bottles, you know?
Hey!
Holy cow, that was 1,000 feet.
I lost that ball as soon as it broke the wall.
He could drink all he wants.
Oh, my God.
You know?
The ghost of Harry Carey.
We're smart.
We got it. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
UIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 7:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Time for the topic of the day brought to you by Joey's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. They got some great new menu items. Go see them for a quick hot slice for lunch or take some pizza home. Joey's C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey, come on, what are you doing, baby?
Actually, pizza is a great segue into our topic of today. What food that you can think of that tastes great, hot or cold? Sometimes food does not transition well into the cold spectrum. Sometimes you warm it up. Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good at all.
Like reheating like nachos?
Oh, it's the worst.
Especially in the microwave.
Yeah. Oh.
And even in the oven, it's like you put them in for like 30 seconds too long and they just turn brown.
So there's a fine line. Some food are great, some food aren't.
Let's get pizza out of the way right off the bat.
Obviously. And that's it's got to be the number one answer.
Uh-huh.
You can have pizza piping hot. Room temperature, cold, it doesn't matter. Pizza is great no matter what temperature it is.
And real quick, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you put a cup of water in with the pizza in the microwave, does that really work?
I haven't tried it. I
tried it once and it didn't work.
What kind of water did you use?
Tap water?
Tap water? I don't know.
Are you supposed to use carbonated water or something?
No, I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
Bubbly carbonate. I have not tried that. I've seen that hack. Uh-huh. Have you seen the other hack where what you do is you put a cup down?
Yeah,
and then you stack it.
You got two levels.
Yeah, yeah. My microwave's not big enough for that, but I like the idea. One of these days, I'll have a big adult microwave. obviously, pizza. Can't go wrong. Kathy had a good one. She said fried chicken. Oh, sometimes cold fried chicken is...
Well, you know when you go to like the classic like graduation party?
Yeah.
You always have fried chicken there,
right? Always.
It's been out there for, a good 3-4 hours sometimes. Yeah. You know, you get the first batch. It's nice and hot, crispy. Then it sits there as you're talking with the family for a little bit. Dude, you go back for seconds. It's still just as good.
You know...
I'll eat so many drumsticks cold.
Oh, yeah. Just because they're good. I can't tell you how many times I have stood there naked in the refrigerator light... eating chicken with barbecue sauce. You get that fried chicken, you wake up at like 1:30 in the morning, like, oh, I'm hungry. Yeah. You stumble downstairs, you're sitting just there in the glow of the refrigerator light, eating that cold fried chicken. Absolutely.
Here's another weird thing that I discovered. And maybe I'm just out of the loop on this, but I went and got fried chicken the other day. And the nice lady at the counter says, you want some honey? I'm like, I don't need honey. I don't have any rolls. She's like, it's not for the rolls. Like, what's it for?
Yeah.
Chicken.
Well, it's like
she's like, put the honey on your chicken. I'm like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, absolutely. You haven't tried that.
What about like chicken and waffles? You ever had that?
I haven't.
Syrup on that chicken, fried chicken.
Yeah.
It'll get you,
dude. You know what? The honey on the chicken's damn good. Yep. I mean, honey on anything's good though.
Yeah, it's sweet. Mm-hmm. You and your diabetes.
I know. Not too much
Stop
honey.
It. Mine is maybe I don't know if this is a popular one or not. Pasta. Yeah. I love, you could give me cold spaghetti, I'm going to eat it.
You're psycho.
That's another, for me, that's just as good as cold as it is hot.
Just warm your spaghetti up, for God's
sake. No, you can eat it cold.
45 seconds.
Here's what I gauge food being good on. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I'm going to sit down for dinner, I'll reheat it. But if I can go to the fridge in the middle of the night and shovel some spaghetti into my mouth, I'm going to enjoy it.
See, here's the problem with spaghetti for me, is when it's cold, you can actually kind of mold it like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You know, it's too thick. I need some heat in it.
You never had like a cold spaghetti sandwich in between two pieces of bread? A little cheese on top of there? Hang up. A little hot sauce? Hang up.
Spaghetti between two pieces of like Texas toast?
You just take some white bread. Put some butter on that bad boy. Spaghetti.
You need a couple extra bucks, bro. You need some help?
Just because I know how to make great food.
Here, dude. Here, hold your tin can.
Yeah.
I got some change.
I'm telling you. I'll rattle it. Then I'm going to go buy some spaghetti. I'm going to have it cold. All right. 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What food tastes great cold?
You put your spaghetti in a Ziploc bag, don't you?
Yeah. How else am I going to carry it around? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rock.
You stink, bro.
God, Hunter carpet bombed the studio. Oh. died. He's telling me a story. All of a sudden, it just hit me. I'm like, oh!
Like a train.
Like a train. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's a food that tastes great, either hot or cold? Let's take a couple phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
Morning, sir.
What's up, man?
Hey, any time of the day, pizza topper is good either way.
What is?
Peach cobbler?
Oh, there you go. All right. Yeah. Hot or cold, I like that.
Fresh on the windowsill or in the fridge. I like it. Nice one.
It doesn't matter. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Somebody's grandma's still alive.
Grandma made me some peach cobbler. You know what I will say? I'm
trying to think what peach cobbler is.
It's just a pie.
Pie?
Yeah, it's a peach
pie.
Yeah.
Did you throw ice cream on it, too?
I think you can. Well, first of all, if you're eating pie without ice cream, you're a psycho.
Are you a big pie fan?
I love pie.
Do you?
I do.
Don't turn it sexual.
I'm not
going
to say anything.
For God's
sake.
What? You really like pie?
Love pie.
You had a piece of cake and a piece of pie next to each other. Which one you go for?
I'll probably do. Well, it depends on what the cake is.
Your classic confetti cake, and then you have a piece of apple pie.
Now, see, I'm not a big apple pie fan.
No.
But like cherry pie.
I don't know.
Peach pie. I love lemon meringue pie.
Yeah.
Hair pie.
I knew it.
All the pies. No, I do like pies. I do like pies.
You stay away from my pies.
What?
I don't want you around any of my pies.
Let's take another phone call. WIRX, hello.
Smoked fish.
That's a good one.
Either fresh out of the smokehouse or right out of the fridge.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, man.
100% on that one.
Smoked salmon on that. Mm-mm. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
I just smoked some trout this weekend. I had some for breakfast today.
Oh, nice. You're eating like a king, man.
Breast steaks, bro.
All right, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
See you later.
Smoked fish is good.
Yeah. Hot or good. Yeah. Yeah, it's right out of the smoker or you let it sit for a...
Can they lop the head off, though? Why do I have to stare at the fish in the eyes while I eat it?
So you know. Seriously, we're going to be in a post-apocalyptic world, and you're not going to eat until we cut the head off the fish.
I mean, if I'm hungry enough, I could do it.
Haven't you ever eaten a fish eye?
No.
Like, you get, like, a full-cooked, like a salt-baked, like, red snapper, and the head's still on there, you eat the eye.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good
ahead.
For you.
You can have mine.
Yeah, I will.
Both of them.
Can you see you're going to be starving? See, you've never had to starve before. You got to think about it, man. There's hungry kids in Africa that would love that fish eye that you're like, ugh.
Have it.
You
really have it.
Fish head soup?
Yeah. Oh.
Good stuff. I am going
to... Seriously, you need a few extra dollars.
I'm broke, bitch. we'll take a quick break after I read this one because I want people to think about this one because I disagree. Nicholas said Pop-Tarts.
Oh. Let it dwell. We'll go to a break. We'll come back and
Pop-Tarts. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Hey, good morning. 757 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's a food that is good, hot or cold?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't transfer over well. And one that's not good cold? Tacos.
No.
Fantastic hot, garbage cold. You lose it.
You can't reheat it either, especially if it has lettuce.
No.
Anything with lettuce in it.
Elijah said tequila. Not exactly what I was getting at, but hey, good point.
Nice.
I like my tequila room temperature.
Yeah?
I don't like it cold.
Why?
I don't know. I like it room temperature. Because when you're down in Mexico, you're not getting it on ice.
Yeah.
A lot of people said chocolate. Like Amber said chocolate.
You ever have frozen chocolate?
I don't mind putting like a candy bar in the fridge. Some of it's really good, but when like it breaks really hard, I don't like it.
Here's what you do, because I know everybody has them right now because they've been going around.
Yeah.
Girl Scout cookies, thin mints,
of course.
Thin mints, right in the freezer.
Yeah,
put them right in the freezer.
That's absolutely true for sure. Pizza was the number one answer. Sandwiches.
Well, we got to talk about the Pop-Tart. That's right. That's what we left our listeners with over the break.
Pop-Tart. Who said Pop-Tart? What idiot said Pop-Tart? Oh, Nicholas did. Nicholas, I love you, but that's a stupid answer. because Pop-Tarts aren't nearly, not saying they're not bad cold, but if I were to say, like, okay, you can either have Pop-Tarts warm the rest of your life or cold the rest of your life, always warm.
Easy decision.
Always. It's so much better warm.
Actually, you know what? You can throw away your blueberry. You can throw away your strawberry as long as I get the brown sugar and cinnamon.
Oh, my God.
It's the best kind.
That's the perfect breakfast right there.
And Pop-Tart, if you're listening, Fill those MFers up a little bit, would you?
They've gone cheap.
Fill them up.
Pop-Tarts in the 90s, so much better.
You know, and a lot of crust. There's a lot of
crust. So much crust.
It's crumbly crust, too.
Yeah.
You bite into a Pop-Tart and it explodes.
Always. Seriously, folks, think about the last time you had a warm Pop-Tart. If it's been a while, go get a warm Pop-Tart.
The only reason you should be eating a cold Pop-Tart is if it's in your lunch bag and you're in high school or middle school.
And your life sucks.
And you don't have a toaster in the lunchroom. That, you know?
Rock 107 W.